So the dead person who everyone was going to the funeral to see.
Correct.
To honor.
Yes.
Was standing there.
Correct.
And there's little four-year-old Marianne Winkowski. Hanging around, but you weren't Winkowski at the time.
No, right. But yeah, no, I just walk up to them and start talking to them and go, hi. And
what did they tell you?
Well, a lot of them wanted to know why they didn't scare me. And I would look at them like, well, why would you scare me? You're not hurting me.
Did they want to scare you?
No, but I think they were surprised. Surprised, I think. And then they wanted to know. They would ask me questions that I really didn't know answers to. It's very strange. Hospice nurses will be sitting in somebody's living room
right.
with the patient, and the patient will sort of look off to a corner and go, gee, Bob, what are you doing here? And the nurse sort of looks around and goes, who are you talking to? And Bob, but he's standing in the corner there. He's been dead for 10 years. So now I go to the cemetery. Now I'm going to go to the funeral of this man. He's standing there, and he'll ask me. He'll say, 2 days ago, I was talking to my brother Bob. Now he's standing in that white light. He won't talk to me. That's right, because now you need to go into the light to talk to him.
Did they try, and I'm talking about spirit, did they try to pass on messages to you?
Oh, they do.
Like, you know, the money's under the mattress.
Oh, I found a lot of good stuff.
Really?
Oh, sure. Hidden drawers, hidden in pipes and furnaces down the basement. Beautiful pair of blue sapphire earrings for an anniversary gift, cash. Yeah, I do.
And as you grew up, Marianne, this continued, I take it, this ability.
It did. And I think it got to a point where it's just second nature to me. I just don't think this is odd. This is what it would be odd if I didn't see a ghost.
You know the movie that Whoopi Goldberg was in, Ghost?
Ghost,
right?
Yes.
The one with the late Patrick Swayze.
Correct.
And Demi Moore. And, you know, she was bothered by these ghosts. I mean, they wouldn't leave her alone. Once they realized that she could see them and communicate through them,
right?
They didn't leave her alone. Does that happen to you? Do you get bugged a lot by ghosts?
I've only had one man show up next to my bed in the middle of the night.
What did he want?
Do you remember when your kids were small and they'd come in your bedroom and they'd just stand next to the bed and not say anything and you'd wake with a start?
No, but mine would always jump on me.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
But that was fun.
Well, my husband and I, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, we're sound asleep, and I woke up and there's this man standing next to my bed. And I said,
not a good feeling.
No, I says, who are you? And he looks at me, he goes, Marianne. And I looked at him, and I reached over on my nightstand, I put my glasses on, and I looked at him, and he said, I'm Bob, the DEA agent. I says, oh, no. And because he obviously, if I'm seeing him in spirit form, he's dead. I said, what happened? He said, I was undercover for the last 7 months. He says it went bad. And he says, you got to call my partner. He said, he's got to get my body. I said, okay. So I just reached over and got a phone, picked up the phone. He gave me a number, and this guy picks up the phone. He goes, hello. I said, Rich? He goes, yeah. I says, it's Marianne. He goes, who? I says, Marianne, the Ghostbuster? He goes, why are you... Oh, no. I said, yep, he's standing right here.
He knew,
yeah. So I went to the funeral, and so I'm standing between these two DEA agents, the one dead and one alive, and I says, why did you come to my house? And he said, well, after you helped us on that one case, we had made a pact between the two of us that if one of us died, we'd go find you. I says, you know, you could have let me know that you were going to do that.
I love it. What's the premise behind the Book of Illumination?
It's going to be a series because the new one comes out in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a young mother.
Anza O'Malley.
Yes. And she's got a 5-year-old son. And she's originally from the Cleveland area, which you write about what you know.
Uh-huh.
But she's living in Boston. And Maureen, my co-writer, that's where she's from. And so all the settings and historical facts are all right on, dead on.
It's got a lot of, as they say, ghoulish intrigue.
Yes, it does.
I didn't think you had that kind of spirit in you.
Like I said, I don't have as good as imagination as I thought I did, but there's some there. And, you know, we're celebrating our 100th episode of Ghost Whisperer this
Friday.
I know, Friday.
That's fantastic, man.
And so I watch that be what's the word I use? Hollywood-ized every week. And it's like, okay, I can pick some things out of the air.